What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a writing question from a listener named Silas. Silas wrote many, many questions and has caught quite a few of my mistakes over the years. And he asks, what if people sneeze pickles and Alabaster Zero got turned into a cat? Great question, young sir, and we are going to get one more from a patron named Becca.
My name is Rebecca. I live in Philadelphia, and my question is, what if butterflies could turn into fairies and fairies turned into butterflies?
Whoa, Becca, I'd love to see that. And I also want to thank Becca's sister, Polly, for supporting the show with her ideas. And I think you also want to thank Gracie and baby Everly. That's right, JF Cat. A big shout out to Gracie and her new baby sister, Everly. And we've got one last meow out to Ender. He's 8 years old and lives in California. His most favorite superhero is Spider-Man. Thwap. Isn't it Thwip? Oh, I'm pretty sure it's Thwap. Yeah, I don't have a comic book in front of me to check, so... Anyway, thank you, Ender, Everly, and Gracie. Now let's find out, what if people sneeze pickles and Alabaster Zero got turned into a cat? And what if fairies turned into butterflies? It was 4:30 a.m. and Alabaster Zero's alarm clock was going off at the start of a brand new day.
Oh, it's a good morning to stop some crime. Isn't that right, Tabby Tallulah?
Responded his cat, and off Alabaster rushed to work, showing up an hour before the sun had even risen.
Well, that's strange. I don't see Fair Elise, only that howdy pooch of the Fur Force.
Oh, howdy there, Alabaster. What are you doing here on Saturday? It's your day off.
Day off?
Oh, yeah. Why don't you go relax? Fair Elise, your partner, has a day off, too.
I don't understand what you're saying. Where is this day off to? Who turned the day off in the first place?
Well, you did.
The plot thickens.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, but I've never had a day off. How do I turn it back on?
Well, when my day's off, it passes by so fast, because I just spend the whole day sneezing out pickles.
Oh, that sounds really uncomfortable. Unless maybe it's a cornichon?
Nope. Giant flying pickles right out my nose, said Howdy Pooch.
Oh, well, I guess I could try that. Show me how it's done.
Well, I can't. My day's on today.
Then tell me, who else has this day off?
I already told you, your partner.
Tell me, you adorable fluffy mutt.
It's Fair Elise. I've said it 3 times.
Fair Elise, it's always the ones you least suspect.
Well, then wouldn't you most suspect those who are least suspectful?
I don't have time for your logic. Here, let me sniff you. I'm allergic to dogs.
Well, thanks for asking to sniff me. You know, I don't want to get into detail, but some dogs just come up and they sniff you wherever they please.
Too much information.
An Alabaster Zero sneezed out a giant flying pickle. It shot through the doors of the police station, and Alabaster grabbed onto its lumps as the pickle skyrocketed into the air.
This doesn't feel like a day off.
And the giant pickle finally landed on top of a big, fluffy cloud. It was Fairy Glen, where Fair Elise, her partner Sprite Alright, and their daughter Pixicato lived under a tiny thimble. But when Alabaster knocked on their thimble, no one answered.
Fair Elise, We've got to figure out how to turn the day on. Someone made it off for both of us.
But there was still no answer.
Verily,
an alabaster lifted up the edge of the thimble ever so gently when... three tiny butterflies flew out.
All right, what are you doing here bothering us on our day off?
Asked Sprite All Right.
I'm sorry, Butterfly, that sounds like Sprite All Right. I was looking for Verilise.
I'm right here, said Verilise, who turned into a rainbow-colored butterfly.
Oh, thank goodness. We've got to figure out how to turn the day on. I don't know what to do with these off days.
Well, we fairies, said Pixicato, we love to turn into butterflies on our day off. It reminds us to stop and smell the roses.
But roses don't grow on clouds.
Yes, and humans don't sneeze pickles. But let's just keep an open mind, why don't we?
No, fine.
An alabaster watched the little fairy butterflies flutter over to a meadow full of roses.
This can't be as bad as all those flying pickles, I suppose.
An alabaster went to join them.
Okay, smelling roses. That's, that's pretty.
Alabaster, do you have hay fever by any chance?
Because these roses are very strong indeed.
Hay fever? Me?
An alabaster sneezed again. The force of the pickle flying out of his nose sent him falling back through the clouds.
Oh dear, oh dear.
But the three little magical butterflies managed to cast a spell on Alabaster, so he'd fall gently back to his house.
Thanks for saving my life, Verilise.
You're welcome.
Although it wouldn't have been in danger if you just let me turn the day on like I wanted.
That's not your best thank you, Alabaster.
You're right, I'm sorry, I just don't know what to do with myself.
An alabaster fell on the ground right outside his house where he'd begun.
Oh, I don't enjoy sneezing pickles or smelling roses. What am I supposed to do on my day off?
Said Alabaster, bursting back into his little house. Hissed Tabby Tallulah as the sun entered the abode.
I think you forget that I am a vampire cat.
Oh, sorry, Tabby Tallulah. I thought you were just like a cactus vampire or something. What if world's confusing?
That does not mean I like being interrupted on my day off.
Oh no, it's your day off too? It's spreading.
It is not spreading, Alabaster. It's just kitty cats have most days off.
That sounds horrible.
But for you humans, a day off is very special. You need them to stay healthy and happy. Nobody can stay on all day, every day. Just sit down, relax.
And the little tabby cat nuzzled against Alabaster's shins, trying to calm down the worked-up detective.
Oh, you're right. Nobody can stay on all day. Well, no body, except a robot body.
Hey, what is this now?
I'll just ask Randall Radbot to put my brain inside of a robot's body, and then...
Oh, sorry, Alabaster, but you have forced me to do this.
And Tabby Tallulah jumped up on the counter, her eyes glowing a bright green as she stared into Alabaster's.
Whoa, your eyes are like hypnotic.
That is because I am hypnotizing you.
Kitty, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your eyes just hypnotize me.
An Alabaster started sprouting fur and shrinking down until he was standing on the counter, a little detective kitty cat.
Well, that was surprisingly easy. It usually takes me longer.
Meow way. I'm a kitty cat now, but I still have a meowstery to solve, or else the day will stay off forever.
You are feeling sleepy? I haven't even gotten to that point yet.
Pretty much.
Okay, you don't have to make every other syllable into kitty sounds. We cats actually find that a little offensive.
Meow, he tells me.
What is this? Why are you making Z sounds?
Yeah, I'm sleeping. That's how you spell sleep. Z, 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 Z.
You think sleep is spelt with five Zs?
But Alabaster Zero was already fast asleep, stretching out on a couch that seemed as big as 10 beds to his little kitty body. Sometime later, Alabaster stretched his paws again.
Wow, I've really enjoyed my day off. What time is it?
It's February, Alabaster. You've used up 4 years worth of days off all at once.
Perfect. I think I'll be ready to turn the day back on next February.
He's just been watching TV on the couch this whole time.
Yeah, can you just put What Flicks back on? I want to watch old 10 seasons of that show again. You know, the one with like 3 good seasons.
Ugh, I can't believe I'm saying this, but there's more to life than just stretching out on couch.
Yes, Alabaster, we need to get back to work.
You two are the worst. Just let me do the one thing I like now.
But you really like it that much? You've basically been in a kitty coma this whole time.
I don't know. It's just easy to sit around, staring at that big, warm screen.
Fine. I guess I'll just have to solve all these juicy mysteries by myself.
And the kitty cat Alabaster finally perked up a little.
Juicy mysteries?
You did not hear? There's been a string of juice heists across What If World.
Juice heists?
I heard they even stole the crown juices from the Tower of Lemon.
The crown juices are missing?
Oh, but don't worry, said Feralise, turning back from a butterfly into a fairy. I'll go handle this case on my own. Maybe I'll be knighted for my heroism. Sir Feralise has a nice ring, doesn't it?
Oh, no, please take me with you,
said Alabaster, his kitty hypnosis broken as he started growing to full human height again.
Finally, said Tabby Tallulah.
And when you get back, we can work on relaxing without turning into complete slug.
I wasn't a slug, I was a cat.
Alabaster, we really need to hit the road.
Road? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
And Alabaster scooped up Feralise in one arm and a potted rose bush in another.
Sneezing out the biggest pickle yet and grabbing onto it as it shut them out the door.
Alabaster, I can fly, you know.
And I can sneeze pickles, Feralise. So we've all learned something today.
Except which direction the Tower of Lemon is.
Oh, whoops. Do you have any more roses?
Oh dear.
The end. Well, Becca and Silas, I hope you enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that days on and days off are both important. I hope you make the best of them. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
Programming is made possible by the Renaissance Foundation, committed to a unique scholarship program for high-achieving, first-in-family college students with financial need. The Renaissance Scholars Program provides renewable financial support for up to 1,000 students each year. To learn more, you can visit trfwebsite.org.